so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
Give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there. Lisa?
Yes, darling?
Did you take my speech out of my pocket?
What speech?
The one I'm supposed to deliver tonight to the Hooterville Chamber of Commerce. It's 3-4 pages typewritten.
Oh, that one is in your other suit, the one I sent to the cleaners.
With the speech in it?
Well, I didn't know what it was, and you always send notes to the cleaners saying, no starch, please.
Well, why? You don't put starch in suits.
Those mallet heads might.
Mallet heads?
But that's what you call them when they put starch in your underwear.
Are you still sending our stuff to those mallet heads?
What do you have to make the speech about?
It's an acceptance speech thanking them for inviting me to join the Hooterville Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, I love to hear it. Could I come too?
No wives.
Oh, is that kind of a chambers?
Just a meeting of the Hooterville businessmen.
Well, have a good time and make a good speech.
Meeting of the Hooterville Chamber of Commerce will come to order. Tonight we welcome a new member to our organization, Mr. Oliver Wendell Douglas.
Thank you. I had a speech written telling you how much I appreciate this honor, but my wife sent it to the cleaners in my gray suit, and...
I read it. It wasn't very much.
Who are you?
I'm your mallet head cleaner.
Well,
none of our other customers mind starch in their underwear.
Gentlemen, we ain't here to discuss starch in underwear. We're here to discuss ways and means of bringing outside money into Hooterville. So I now turn this meeting over to the chairman of our Bringing Outside Money In Committee, Mr. Haney.
Thank you. Oh, before I get to my report, I would like to present to our new member, Mr. Douglas, this genuine silver-plated chamber belt buckle.
Oh, say, thank you very much.
That'll be $5.
$5?
Now, of course, you'll also want the matching $2 tie clasp with the chamber seal on it.
No, I don't.
Well, how about the chamber nail file with a 3-color picture of Hooterville on the handle?
Maybe you can sell him the official paraphernalia later. Get on with your report.
Well... as you remember, at the last meeting, several suggestions was made for bringing new enterprise into Hooterville. Now, I regret to report on the first one, I struck out completely.
Which one was that?
The Hooterville World's Fair.
Oh, I thought sure the world would go for that.
So did I. I wrote to 8 different countries and never got an answer from one of them.
Did you fellas seriously think you could get a World's Fair to come here to Hooterville?
Mr. Douglas, you got a belt buckle?
No.
Well, then would you sit down?
Sorry, no speeches without a belt buckle.
Now, having had no success with the first suggestion of the Hooterville World's Fair, I proceeded to act on the second suggestion of the chamber.
Well, did you have any luck?
No, we ain't getting the Olympics either.
The Olympics? Look, the World's Fair was ridiculous enough, but the Olympics... if you're serious about raising money...
Mr. Douglas, if you want the floor, just wave your official tie clasp.
I don't have an official tie clasp.
Then sit down. Well, guess we'll have to think up some new money-making ideas. You waving your tie clasp, Newt?
Yeah. My brother-in-law, the one that lives in Kansas, he wrote and said that they made a Hollywood moving picture in his town, and they used everybody in town in the picture. They sure made an awful lot of money.
Why don't we do that?
Somebody care to put that in the form of a motion?
Well, now, I motion that we have a Hollywood moving picture made right here in Hooterville.
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
It's unanimous.
Oh, no, wait a minute. No, it's not unanimous. I didn't vote for it.
You got an official three-color nail file?
No.
Well, then, your vote don't count.
Milk in a martini glass?
All the other glasses are in the dishwasher.
Oh.
You want an onion or an olive in it?
Just straight. I can't understand these people. They want to bring money into town, that's fine. But these wild schemes. You know what they voted to do tonight? To have a Hollywood motion picture company come here to do a movie.
That would be very nice. Who will be in it?
There's not going to be any picture. Just because Haney wrote a letter to Hollywood to whom it may concern.
Oh, is Mr. Concern in Hollywood now? Isn't he the fellow you always write to at the Department of Agriculture in Washington? The one who never answers you?
No, that's a different Mr. Concern. Well, Haney's got about as much chance of hearing from Hollywood as I have of hearing from Washington.
Well, maybe if you wouldn't write those nasty letters calling them mallet heads.
That's what I call the cleaner.
Oh, that's right. Washington is lumpheads.
I've got to do something to get some action. Nothing on this farm grows right.
Maybe you're the lumphead.
I have read the directions in every one of these pamphlets, and yet my soybeans won't grow right. My corn is small, my wheat's moth-eaten.
You want a paper and pencil?
What for?
Well, whenever you start talking like this, it always ends up with another lumphead's letter.
Dear Chowderheads. Chowderheads? Or meatheads? Lumpheads? Beanheads?
He has a very good command of the language, but why bring this to me, Melvin?
Well, Jim, for a long time, you've been talking about making a department film showing the hazards city people encounter when they buy a farm and their chance of failure due to inexperience. And I think this Mr. Douglas would be a perfect subject for a film study.
Do you think he'd cooperate?
Well, that should be easy enough to find out. Call him.
This is Jim Stewart. I'd like to make a long-distance call. Charge it to the Motion Picture Division. I'd like to speak to a Mr. Oliver Wendell Douglas in Hooterville. Oh, Mr. Douglas doesn't answer. Is there any other place you might reach him? Drucker's store. Would you try him there?
Oh, get that, would you, Doris?
Hello, Drucker's store. Sam's playing checkers. Call back later.
Operator, I was cut off. May I get that number back, please?
Drucker's store. Sam's playing checkers. Call back.
Look, I'm calling long distance.
Oh, well, you'll have to dial operator for that.
Who is that?
Some fellow doesn't know how to use the phone.
I know how to use the phone.
Oh, he says he knows how to use the phone.
Hello, this is Sam Drucker. Who is this?
My name is Stewart, Jim Stewart. I'm with a motion picture.
Well, listen, mister. Did you say the motion picture, Jim Stewart?
Well, yes, but I...
It's Jimmy Stewart, the motion picture star. He must have got Haney's letter.
Oh, here, let me talk to him. Hello?
Look, Mr. Drucker, I...
No, this is Doris Ziffel. Mr. Stewart... I'm one of your biggest fans.
You sure?
How would you like a belt and a kisser?
No, not you, Mr. Stewart. Is there anything I can do for you, Jimmy?
Now, what could you do for Jimmy Stewart?
Wait till I get you home.
Oh, no, not you, Mr. Stewart.
Mrs. Ziffel, I...
No, this is Sam Drucker.
Here, let me talk to him. Hello?
Mr. Drucker?
No, this is Fred Ziffel.
Were you calling about making a picture here?
Yes, but I would have...
He's calling about making a picture here.
Mr. Ziffel?
Yeah, hello?
I'm trying to get in touch with Mr. Douglas.
You want to get in touch with Mr. Who?
Jim, what?
Later, Melvin. Douglas.
Oh, he's trying to get in touch with Melvin Douglas.
Well, he ain't here.
Oh, Melvin ain't here.
Oh, Melvin's here.
Oh, he found Melvin.
Mr. Ziffel.
No, this is Sam Drucker. When are you going to make the picture?
If you don't mind, I'd like to talk to Mr. Douglas.
Go right ahead. He's talking it over with Melvin.
Hello. Hello. Mr. Drucker.
No, this is Doris Ziffel. How did you and Melvin decide? When are you going to be here?
In a couple of days. Would you tell Mr. Douglas?
Oh, I thought Melvin was with you.
He is.
Well, then why don't you tell him?
Good luck.
And I'm going to be in the movies, too.
What do you mean you're going to be in the movies?
What? Shit. And so is Arnold. And you said Haney wouldn't get an answer to his letter. Wait for me, Doris.
Haney's letter?
Is that the one to Mr. Concern in Hollywood?
Well, it couldn't be. The Mr. Drucker.
Be right with you.
What happened to you?
You like it?
You look very distinguished.
Thank you. Just dug it out of an old trunk. Ain't worn it since I was in high school.
High school?
Yeah, us Druckers skinned out young. I think I'll wear it in a picture. You know, they might give me a romantic part.
What picture?
Didn't Fred tell you? They're going to make a moving picture right here.
Oh, come on.
Well, guess who I was just talking to long distance on the phone not 5 minutes ago? Jimmy Stewart.
What?
Oh, I like him. Does he look as handsome on the phone as he does in the movies?
Well, I was...
You talked to Jimmy Stewart?
Yeah, and they're going to make a movie right here in Hooterville. And everybody in town's going to be in it. You too, Mrs. Douglas.
Oh, I have to send to New York for a whole new wardrobe. I need new dresses and new...
Look, Mr. Drucker, I don't understand. What's going on around here?
Well, you can read all about it in the World Guardian. I'm going to get out an extra. Well, see you on the set. Oh, I gotta remember to send this over to the barbershop for a trim. Mr. Douglas.
Oh, Mr. Kimball?
Yeah. I want to talk to you.
What is that?
What?
The chin spinach.
Oh, that's Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln.
Yes, Mr. Haney says they may need one for the picture.
What's Mr. Haney got to do with it?
I'm taking acting lessons from him. Oh. I was rehearsing when I got a call from the chief to come over here. Did you write a letter to the mother organization in Washington whining about your puny corn?
Well, now, look here.
Well, the chief told me to come over here and see what could be done about it.
All right, you got any ideas?
Yeah. Why don't you shoot it and put it out of its misery?
Are you trying to be sarcastic?
Well... Yes, I am. Frankly, Mr. Douglas, I'm a little miffed at you. By writing that letter to Washington, you made it appear that I don't know my business.
Oh, I didn't mean to get you any trouble.
You know what the chief did? Took away my soil testing kit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it had my makeup in it.
Well, all I'm trying to find out is what's wrong with my crops.
Well, for one thing, they're not growing. They would have if you'd have followed the instructions in the department bulletins you're always sending away for.
I followed the instructions, and do you know what I think? I think your department is full of baloney.
I'm going to faint.
It's just possible that they don't know what they're talking about.
Mr. Douglas, be careful what you're saying. Some of your weeds may be bugged.
Come on.
Yeah, some of your bugs may be bugged, too. Mr. Douglas was only joking, Chief. Just joking. Well, I guess you won't have to worry about this one anymore.
Look, I don't care who hears me. I just want to find out some answers.
To what?
To what I was talking about.
I don't remember all of it, but I'm sure the chief made a tape recording.
Are you going to help me?
Tomorrow. I've got to get back to my acting lessons.
Look, does everything have to stop because of this stupid movie?
It's a big opportunity for the town. A lot of us expect to become big stars.
Stars.
Say, why don't you come over to Mr. Haney's School of Cinema Acting and take a few lessons?
Maybe a part in a picture for a sorehead farmer.
I am not a sorehead farmer.
Mr. Henney doesn't believe in the shouting technique. He claims that underplaying it seems best.
I don't care what Mr. Henney claims. You were stupid to take lessons from him in the first place.
Well, I'll tell Mrs. Douglas when I get back to the school.
What?
Yeah, she was the second one to enroll. No, the third. Eb was second.
Do you mean that Henney hooked them into spending good money for acting lessons?
You're overplaying it again. Kimball, over and out.
Over and out?
Roger!
I want you to remember that genuine movie-type expression, quiet on the set. If you want, you can write it down in your Hollywood notebooks.
I ain't got one.
You can purchase them at the cinema school store immediately following the first lesson, along with other needy Hollywood items like Rod LaRock sunglasses, Kay Francis lipstick, and Lou Cody mustache wax. Now, this is the heart of Hollywood. The motion picture can. I refer you to this tomato can, which is playing the part of a lens. Everything is make-believe in Hollywood. Now, the first thing for the amateur actor to remember is never look into the tomato can.
What's that?
It looks like a sardine can on a broomstick.
That is the microphone. Now, could I have a volunteer? Sorry, Arnold, you ain't tall enough to talk into the sardine can. How about you, Mrs. Douglas? Fine, now, we're going to give you your first screen test. Now, just tell us something about yourself and act natural.
My name is Lisa Douglas, and I...
Cut. That means stop whatever you're doing. Now, you don't start acting until somebody yells, roll 'em. That means that the film is rolling around in the camera. We'll try it again. Quiet on the set. You've already had that lesson. Roll 'em.
My name is Lisa Douglas, and I was born... But I wasn't looking into the tomato can.
Yes, but you wasn't talking into the sardine can.
But if I talk into the sardine can the tomato can see me?
Yes, Mrs. Douglas, take it from an old trooper. Just talk into the sardine can, and the tomato can will always find you. Let's try it again. Roll 'em.
Lisa, will you get out of a place like
this? Mr. Douglas, don't you know better than to come busting into a soundstage when the red porch light is on?
Mr. Henney, I don't know...
Darling, don't look into the tomato can.
I'd like to...
And whatever you have to say, say it in the sardines can.
What I have to say, I don't have to say in any can. Ever since somebody mentioned the word movies around here, you've all gone crazy, acting like a bunch of nitwits, neglecting your land. You don't know anything about acting. What you know is farming. The richest, most rewarding heritage a man can have. Your fortune doesn't lie in a piece of celluloid. It lies in the land, in what you can grow and cultivate and harvest. Now, please, take my advice and forget this nonsense and go back to your farm.
Cut. Let's print that.
Oh, darling, I'm so proud of you. That's the first thing Mr. Henney printed today.
Lisa, how can you fall for a maniac like...
Underplay it, Mr. Douglas, if you want to get into movies.
How can any of you possibly believe that Jimmy Stewart is going to come here?
Listen, everybody, listen. Charlie just called from Pixley. Jimmy Stewart is on board the Cannonball. He'll be pulling into Hooterville at 2 o'clock.
Anybody see him?
Nope.
Oh, mister, you mind stepping aside? We want to see Jimmy Stewart.
I'm Jim Stewart.
Well, what happened to you?
I beg your pardon?
You don't look like Jimmy Stewart. You don't sound like him either.
Well,
you lost a lot of weight and you got shorter.
You better start taking care of yourself or they'll be giving you those short, skinny parts.
Oh, no. I'm not Jimmy Stewart, the actor.
Then who are you?
I'm Jim Stewart, James D. Stewart. Look, is Mr. Douglas here?
Well, we thought Melvin was with you.
Not Melvin, Oliver Wendell Douglas.
Oh, he lives 4 miles out of town. What do you want with him?
Well, I'm here to make a documentary film about his farm for the Department of Agriculture.
You ain't gonna make a Hollywood movie?
No.
Doggone!
Why did you pick Mr. Douglas' farm?
This film is going to be about the pitfalls of farming.
Then you picked the right place, Mr. Stewart. There ain't a better pitfall in the whole county.
You want to film this farm as an example?
He said horrible example.
I heard what he said.
Oh, darling, I'm so proud of you. You're going to be famous.
Look, if this farm is a horrible example, it's the fault of the Department of Agriculture. I followed the instructions to the letter. I followed them carefully. All... Mr. Douglas, let's get that point straightened out.
Yes, let's get that point straightened out.
Is this corn your worst crop?
Yes, if you don't look at the soybeans and the wheat.
Yes,
you better don't hit me in front of the government.
I wasn't going to hit you. Look, Mr. Stewart... I planted this corn according to the bulletins exactly. I planted the seed the bulletin recommended. I irrigated according to the bulletin.
Mr. Douglas, what was growing here before you planted corn?
I don't know. What difference does that make?
It makes a great deal of difference. Didn't you read the part about the importance of crop rotation?
He didn't read that book.
How about your soybeans?
Soybeans? Now, there, I planted them exactly as the bulletin directed. I limed the soil.
Mr. Douglas, how soon after the liming did you plant?
The very next day.
Mr. Douglas, if I remember, the bulletin clearly states if lime is needed, it should be worked into the soil at least 4 months before you plant.
Oh? Well, I probably missed that part.
I think you've been blaming us for your own negligence. You obviously don't read our bulletins carefully.
Look, I may have missed it. You probably didn't mail them.
Then you're blaming this Charterheads.
Look, Mr. Stewart, it's quite possible I was very eager to get things into the ground. I may have rushed a little bit.
That's why we'd like to make the film, to help other people avoid your stupid mistakes.
Be my guest.
I want to get your opinion on some of this film I shot at the Douglas farm.
How did it turn out?
You tell me.
What's that?
That's the Douglas farmhouse.
This Astor area?
No, it looks like that.
Who's that?
Now that's Mrs. Douglas, a simple farm wife. That's Mr. Douglas.
What's he made up for?
Plowing.
You're putting me on.
Wait, there's more. These are some of the townspeople.
I can't see their faces.
Well, they've been told not to look into the tomato can.
But you see, you
wouldn't believe it even if I explained it.
What the?
County agents.
In what country?
I think I've seen enough.
Well, what do you think I ought to do with it? A very good suggestion.
Presentation, darling.